In the name of the one whose sandals none of us is worthy to carry. Amen. In de tes he meres ekenes. Five words in the Greek, three words in the English. In those days. Words so plain we pass them over so quickly today without a second thought. But they are absolutely crucial, and they belong to Matthew's gospel alone, at least the way Matthew tells the story of John the Baptist. At once, those three little words set the ministry of John the Baptist in the singular context of history, those days, not any other. This is what makes John's ministry the hinge of history. In those words, the Hebrew prophets come to their culmination and their end. Isaiah is in those words, and Malachi, and Jeremiah, Joel, Zechariah. In those days. In those days, the new reign of God that the prophets foresaw begins to break open, which is why in Matthew's gospel, John's proclamation is the exact same as Jesus' proclamation will be two chapters later. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In those days. It is the signal that John's ministry belongs to an unrepeatable past, never seen before, never to be seen again. I mention it because I think many of us preacher types like to think of ourselves as John the Baptist, wearing our strange clothes, our breath reeking, maybe not of locusts, but at least of bitter coffee, railing against the hypocrisies and evils of society, doing the work of, as we often like to say, afflicting the comfortable. And that much may be true, but if we are anybody in Matthew's telling of the story, we are the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And we might as well face up to the fact that if we are not careful, our religiosity may carry a viper's poison. John's ministry belongs to him alone. It is part of an unrepeatable past, the hinge of history. And yet, at once, those three words say as much about the future as they say about the past. In those days is the signal that time is now entering into a new fulfillment, the sign that something, well, something eschatological is about to happen. And we already know the history of how that story will play out, of time baptized with the Spirit and with fire, when the mightier one, promised by prophets, will show forth the messianic salvation of God, even unto death. I mention it because the future of those three little words raises one final question for us. What do those days have to do with these days, after all? The beauty of the unrepeatable ministry of John the Baptist is that when he mentions the Holy Spirit and fire, he is signaling another day another unrepeatable day in history, a day only made possible by the resurrection of the one he came to prepare. And it is a signal that God will yet do something unrepeatable in these days, 2,000 years into resurrection history. God will yet do something never before seen and never to be seen again, something where the past will culminate in the beginning of a new future, a future beyond our wildest hopes and better than all of our forgotten dreams. I have no idea what God is about to do in this particular December of our discontent. Maybe it will happen when two factions, separated by ethnicity or national interest, will somehow find a just peace where there are no losers. Maybe it will happen around a Christmas dinner table when two members of the same family whose voting records could not be more different somehow find a moment of genuine reconciliation. Or maybe it will happen when the five-year-old who happens to live under your roof keeps wrapping up old boxes for every member of his family, and you have no idea what Christmas gift is hidden in there. Not that I know anything about that. But you can't wait to find out. There's no way to know what God is about to do except to cling to the promise of it. And however long it takes, I can't wait to find out. Perhaps this is what it means to enter again into this season of blue, this season of wintry waiting, these lengthening midnights illumined by stars and candlelight, to enter again into another advent of waiting and expectation. And perhaps this is what it means when we confess our faith in the words of the Creed, when we say, I look, present tense, the moment where past meets future. I look for the resurrection of the dead, and you can say the rest of it with me, and the life of the world to come. Indeed, come, our resurrected Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen.